Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Butler scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a fly ball into right field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabler scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bando reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Butler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Butler. Gantner scores. Romero moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. Molitor moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reddy throws the ball in to Gantner, who tags Thornton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-1 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schroeder. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Castillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Reddy moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jerry Reed now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Romero scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 7-2, Brewers. Ramon Romero now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 3 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Romero reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 8-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Romero scores. It's 10-2, Brewers. Paul Householder pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Householder now playing right field. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Ed Romero now playing second base. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Bando moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Butler goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Brewers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Joe Carter pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 4 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schroeder hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. George Vukovich pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard pinch hits for Chris Bando. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich scores. Willard moves to second. It's 10-6, Brewers. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 4 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 10-7, Brewers. Bob Gibson now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 10-8, Brewers. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.